Preston and Steve Fun Size.
So Kathy had this story a little bit earlier about the FaceTime bug on iPhones that's been discovered. It lets a caller hear and see the person they're calling before that person answers.
Before they're alerted to it.
Yeah, it's the group FaceTime chat.
So it happens.
It's a cool new feature.
When a person making a call adds themselves to the call as if it was a group FaceTime, which makes them able to hear the call recipient's audio without them answering, making it even worse, if the call recipient hits the power or volume button to ignore the call, the camera begins sending back video from the recipient, too.
Uh-oh.
Now, Apple's working on the problem, and they're supposed to have a software update this week, which, by the way, I've never done a group FaceTime.
Yeah.
How many can you put on at a time? Any idea?
Seems like about, at least, I saw a demo that appeared to be about six people.
That's what that, all those singing Elvises or Elvi commercial is about. It's that group FaceTime. So I think you have to have a certain phone to be able to do it. I have a six. So I don't think I can do group FaceTime on the other phone.
Our intern is saying 32.
Well, wow, that's
a lot.
Do a check.
On your one, on your tiny phone screen, you could be able to see 32 different windows. That is, that's a bit much.
How do you do that?
Well, you can also scroll through them.
You scroll through them? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, group calls up to 32 people.
That's wild. All right. I wouldn't mind trying that sometime. We could do our...
We've talked about that forever, jumping on and doing some sort of video thing, and everyone decided they don't want to see each other.
Marissa's got a Samsung. Let's try it one
night. We'll do it one night.
Yeah, Marissa doesn't have an iPhone, so...
Oh, okay. There you go.
It wouldn't work. We'll just leave her out. Well,
thanks for nothing, Marissa.
Marissa, we'll just hop on the Xbox when you're gaming.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind trying that, but anyhow, so I would imagine this leads to the paranoia of technology a little bit more, and, you know... especially with the home assistants, the Echo and the Dot and all those other things.
I'm being monitored nine different ways all the freaking time.
The location and services still freaks me out.
Whenever I talk about stuff I do with the mob, I go outside. Old school.
Right. No, the location thing where they can pinpoint where you are?
Just more so when I get in the car and it knows where I'm going. How does it know where I'm going?
Well, it also knows.
I never put it in my maps.
It knows what time you're getting in the car approximately, and it knows where you've gone when you've gotten in the car that time before.
Right. So, and
it also compliments your lipstick.
Wait, listen. And when I get in the car, after usually I go to the gym, I'll shower. I stop home real quick, shower, and then I head out to do a few errands before I pick my son up from school, and it will give me directions. It'll give me directions directly to Target.
All right.
Oh, it knows you so well. Yeah.
Yeah, it knows what your main stops are because I just go home. Well, because
repetition and time of day.
Yeah, exactly. So when I get in the car, it says, "Hey, it's going to take you 26 minutes to get home today," and that's it. I wish it said you go to Target. All these fun things.
It's suggesting things to brighten up your life a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I have something that's is pretty interesting that I want to bring up in just a second about a little feature you may not be aware of on your phone. But hang on, I want to go to Bill real quick. Bill, hi. You had a comment?
Yeah. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, buddy?
So I don't know. So if you go to Apple, they have a status page where it tells where all their services are working or not, and they've already disabled the group FaceTime, so you can't actually do this right now.
Okay. Until they get this fixed. I know that they're recommending that you disable it yourself, but they've disabled the group FaceTime for everybody?
Yeah, so basically, you can't initiate it on their side. It won't go through at all. So until they could push out the update, they went ahead and just basically disabled the service.
But regular FaceTime is in functioning order, correct?
I believe so, but I haven't tried today. So.
Are you guys FaceTiming each other?
I'm calling Casey.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Your mouth is full of food.
Yes, it is. It's got sausage.
What are you having?
I don't have sausage in my mouth. It's a bagel.
That's why I FaceTime.
Jesus, he's a bagel, you bastard.
I thought it was sausage. Jesus.
You got sausage in your mouth.
Not sausage. It's an everyday bagel with butter.
There you go.
I'm calling Nick to see what he's eating.
Okay, please do.
Yeah.
Let's,
you see your options at the bottom of the page there?
Hey, what are you having?
Well, you're so close, you're feeding back.
You're feeding back.
Yeah, I don't have anything in my mouth right now.
Wait a second. Okay. All right, let me call Kathy.
It's over. Okay. Please call. Check on her lipstick.
Okay, seriously. You want to see what color I have on today?
Call Kathy.
Yeah.
Did you hang up on me?
Sounds like the Boo Boo Berry from
you didn't have anything.
Captain Crunch.
Boop, boop, boop. All right, a second.
And that was his fault. Kathy, Steve's calling you.
Boo Boo Berry? That is his name?
I don't know.
All right, see ya.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kathy. Show me what Nick's eating.
Oh, Nick's not eating. I'm going to show you my lipstick.
Hey, Casey.
Yeah, what up?
Let's see your mouth full of sausage.
It's not sausage!
Did you group?
You can.
Okay, so you can. All right, anyhow, listen to this. I found this to be a little interesting and a little bit scary, too. So the wireless iPod, AirPods, the earbuds, the wireless one. Casey uses them.
Yeah, I used to, and then I wised up.
A good friend helped you to a better alternative.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, the AirPods, by the way, if anybody's listening right now, they're not that great.
If anybody's listening.
They're not that great. And Steve helped me to better wireless earbuds that kick ass, and they're called the Jabra Elite
65. All right, anyhow. Wireless earbuds have an additional feature that you may not have known about. They have a feature called Live Listen.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it?
Well, with that said, you can make a call, right? And you can, when you make a call, you can make a call through your earbuds. So it does have the ability to listen.
Let you use them to amplify sound. Basically, they double as basic hearing aids as well.
Ooh. Oh. See, I didn't even think about it as an application for that.
The feature uses the microphone in your iPhone and then pipes the audio right into your AirPods.
So if like someone was whispering in the room, you could pump that up and hear what they're saying?
It's like the old they used to have the old time with the wires, and you'd see them in the guy would hold the receiver out to listen.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You can use them for a spying tool. If you leave your phone in a room, and you leave and you're not too far away,
you can put the...
You can listen to what people are saying
in
that room.
I didn't even think about that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But I would
imagine...
You just
have to be within range of the Bluetooth connection to your phone, which is pretty far. I mean, you could go a good, 10, 15 yards away probably. That's another room.
Yesterday afternoon, if my wife had left her phone in the dining room, she, Alexa, Siri, and the Google device would have all heard me taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my dad got hearing aids recently, and just side note, they were and are a life changer. I mean, his hearing, as you would imagine, with good hearing aids, is a million times better.
That's great.
But he has a Bluetooth connection through his computer, so when I call him and he's on his computer at home, he can just connect right through that. And I wonder if this... Preston would do that as well. Like if he were able to just leave the Bluetooth on and go to another room.
So here, it's up somebody's Twitter page mimicking what you're saying, Preston. So you just leave Live Listen on, leave the phone in a room, and you are surveilling them.
Yep,
that's kind of cool. Now when
scary.
When I had the AirPods and I would accidentally leave my phone in the studio, and let's say I would go down to the kitchen to grab coffee, I would lose the signal by the time I turned the
Bluetooth range.
It's
a good 20 yards away.
All right, but do these doors have anything to do with that?
They can. Okay. So, depending on what you're going through, can block it. Preston, when you're at home making terroristic threats,
yes.
Do you check around to make sure you're not being listened to?
No, I'm at home. It's safe. I don't have to worry about
that's
that.
That's where I can feel safe making terroristic threats.
Well, does anybody have them? Can we try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, will it work with my jobbers?
I don't know. Check and see if they have a live listen feature.
Yes, they should.
Do you want to borrow my AirPods? No, I'm sorry. Oh.
It's a broken Q-tip.
That was so funny.
I know. Oh, my God.
The listening audience is probably going nuts right now.
It was that point when Kathy realized she wasn't going to laugh at Casey.
All right. So, let's try it.
All right. I am connected.
Kathy, take it in. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
I want to be the one to talk about somebody.
All right. Take it into the bathroom. Go to the bathroom and leave it on.
What is the listen live part?
Casey never says funny things.
Look up at the monitor, Casey, and maybe it shows you. I think it's in the general menu.
If you have, you can press live listen to on and leave your phone. So it's in your setup page on the front page. You swipe down and there are your options.
It doesn't have that.
Here, let me see.
Let me check. Yeah, I don't know. Unfortunately, I don't know where that setup is, Casey.
Yeah, me neither.
Steve wants to take a look at your phone.
All right, so it's showing. You don't have an iPod earbud.
Nah, this it's got to be an AirPod only thing then.
A feature called Live Listen.
Yeah.
All right.
It may be. Apple exclusive. I'm not 100% sure on that.
I think they're showing. Actually, I think it's this. The highlighted page there, Case. there's a circle with a lock on it? Is
no,
that
that's that's the orientation lock.
All right.
Right? So that means, like, if I turn my phone...
It says AirPods right there, so yep. that might be... Yeah, and there's an on, so it may be brand-specific. You may not be able to do
you
it.
You don't have your AirPods with you?
Do you have their AirPods?
No, I actually gave them to my daughter, and I used these Jabra Elites.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious how sensitive the microphone is, and if you leave it, you know, on the other side of a room, would you be able to hear?
Well, you know, Case, with your Jabras, just go to the app, and you can have the audio go through the phone.
Maybe, man. Yeah, well, you guys talk amongst yourselves right. while I try
check
to
it
figure
out.
This out.
Because Kathy wants to let us hear her go to the bathroom.
Yeah. No, but you could if you successfully set this up, you could leave this at your workstation.
Preston.
If you're curious if people are talking about you behind
conference room, you know, secreted behind a bowl of fruit. We always have a bowl of fruit in the conference room.
Oh my God. I would honestly, though, I would never want to do that.
That's right. Kathy's bowl of fruit. She always brings it in.
She always has a huge tub of fruit.
Hang on. Susan is going to recommend how you do this. Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the live listen feature is located under the accessibility option.
Okay, and where's the accessibility option?
Under, I believe it's under general and general. Then accessibility.
Okay, all right. Well, okay. Have you ever used it before, Susan?
Yeah, so I wear hearing aids, and so my hearing aids are actually Bluetooth. So when I listen to podcasts or music or anything like that, it streams over my hearing aids.
Okay.
And then my audiologist told me that there was a device, like a microphone, an external microphone,
okay.
that I could purchase to amplify sound and stream sound like the Live Listen does. And just recently I heard about the Live Listen, and it does the same thing, and it's free. So, yeah, I tried it out a couple times.
And it works well?
It worked okay. I mean, it's not.
You have to listen to the Allman Brothers at the same time, too. Let me ask you something. Is there distortion? Do you hear a clean signal?
Pretty clean, yeah.
I'm wondering, so Nick, with your dad who and his...
It's literally life-changing.
So from what he recollects, is it as clear and clean a sound as he would hear normally?
I mean, you know, Preston, you've suffered from hearing loss, so it's over time, and you don't quite know
right.
How bad it is until... you get to hear again. And,
yeah.
And so for him, it's crystal clear now, and we can have conversations with him. And when we go over to the house, the TV is not turned up to 70. You know, it's little things that go a really long way. And the technology on hearing aids and hearing improvement over the last, I'd say, 5 to 10 years has gotten
pretty
drastically
amazing.
Better. Yeah.
All right.
And it connects with Bluetooth and all these things that are modern amenities.
All right. Well, you can try this out if you have the setup. If you got
damn
the
it. I wish you had his. I'd love to try it out.
Yeah. I thought it would work for any Bluetooth ear. Pods or whatever you want.
There
to call
is a
things.
Setting with the Jabras, but it's a different configuration, and we don't have time.
Okay. Another story that is kind of interesting. You know, obviously we got cold temperatures on the way in the next few days.
Brutal temperatures.
The Midwest is getting destroyed. The deep freeze continues across the upper Midwest specifically.
Which is cold to begin with.
Yeah, and it happened over the weekend. The low of 45 below zero... in International Whoa. Falls, Minnesota, shattered the day's records of 36 below zero from 1966.
Yeah, I saw some reports of people who were talking about the fact that they were at the Super Bowl last year in Minnesota, and it was cold this week, and this week is even colder than it was a year ago.
Minus 45. I was telling you, Preston, there were reports out of Chicago of coats being stolen at gunpoint.
Oh, my God, because people are
yeah,
freezing.
But yeah, that's not... because of the cold. I looked up that story.
Yeah.
They're stealing what are called Canadian Goose jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like $1,500 jackets.
Oh, is that what they're clipping them for?
That's what yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
So they're specifically good targeting people
they're,
with these jackets.
They're down. They're getting, you know, kicked as well with the super cold temperatures.
Yeah, no,
but
these
I guess
are like
extra added incentive.
You're like celebs wear these coats,
oh.
And they're picking them off. So, but there's been a run on that. There's like because everybody's wearing their
they're wearing
heavy
their big
coats,
heavy coats, yeah.
And so they're going on a stealing spree.
I have family in Wisconsin, and I don't know if they've gotten the snow yet, but they're either they're expected or they got it already. But a lot of it
okay.
on its way.
Some locations in the Midwest will be below zero continuously for 48 to 72 hours. The harshest conditions are anticipated from North Dakota to northern Illinois.
Did you guys see that this is the last year that the International Car Show in Detroit is going to be this time of year? The Philly Car Show is coming up next week, and in part, it's because of the weather. Nobody wants to go to Detroit at this time of year, so they're going to move it, and it'll stay in Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's a tough sell to begin with.
Exactly, yeah. But Detroit in January.
Yeah. I summer in Detroit.
Right.
Wow. So they're gonna stay consistently below zero, and with the there's gonna be a lot of wind with this vortex.
Yay!
Too, and the biting winds usher in the Arctic blast. Temperatures can drop to under 40 below zero from Fargo to Minneapolis and Chicago on Tuesday night, and hold there into at least Wednesday night.
So there was a story I was told years ago by a friend. He was in Manitoba when he was growing up. Driving along, he and his buddy, I think it was in that range, Preston, they were just driving along. The windshield exploded.
What?
Windshield exploded.
Oh, my God.
And that's how cold it was.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, you kind of, the windshield helps block the wind.
Right. Steve, they were talking on the Flyers game last night. The Flyers played the Winnipeg Jets last night.
Yeah.
And Winnipeg, obviously, this time of year gets brutal. And they were saying that Winnipeg has a hard time recruiting younger players.
I don't doubt it.
Because of this time of year wanting to play in Canada.
I don't care how stalwart you are. Just sucks the life out of you, that kind of blistering cold.
Yep. Coldest you've ever experienced. What do you think?
I'm going to say one time I made the mistake of taking a trip to Pluto.
Okay.
Which is absolute zero. No. I'm going to say 21, 22 degrees below zero. And that was Alaska.
No kidding.
Yeah. But that was like wind chills. You know, so when the wind stopped, you'd be like at minus -5. You know, it was awesome.
Right.
I don't remember what the temperature was, but I just told this story. I think we were talking about it last week when my dad got frostbite on his face. We were in Vermont skiing at Jay Peak, and
what was the base temperature?
I don't know. I don't remember what the temperature was. It was so long ago. It was in high school, but that wasn't that long ago.
no, trust me. From where I'm looking here, it was a long time.
But I just remember, we had little kids with us. My cousins were there. You couldn't walk them outside without having them completely covered. Their hands, one of the little babies started to get the little white tips on her fingers, from walking to the car. Like, it was ridiculously cold.
Your exposure time when you're dealing with 50 below zero, it can't be more than minutes, just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think maybe the coldest I've ever experienced was we went skiing in Vail and got in whiteout conditions. And that's when, you know, it's not just snowing. It's very, very windy as well. And we were way up, and it was just like any exposed skin on your face, whatever. Yeah. It hurt. Like painful, like burning.
I was thinking last year's Cardboard Classic, which was cold, and it was a nor'easter. But when we were up on the and the Preston lateral ice knives, I won't even call them.
You're right.
It wasn't sleet; they were airborne ice knives that were burrowing into our face.
I was telling Casey, by the time last year, the Cardboard Classic, when they shut down, did you hear they shut down the turnpikes?
I heard about it somewhere. I had a lot of time to listen to the radio during my 8-hour trip home.
So when I found out that it was shut down, I went back to the hotel, and I went inside for a little while, and then I had to run back out to my car to get something. And by that time, I stepped outside. It was the most eerie sounding. It sounded evil outside.
Yeah.
The wind, it just, it was kind of
I know
scary.
That sound. I know what you're talking about. It's almost like a low roar.
Yeah.
And it's, you want to go back inside to avoid the ice monsters.
But it sounded far away. You know, it almost sounded like the ocean or something. It was very, very strange.
Those are the ice monsters sharpening their wind knives.
That's what it felt like.
I mean, it was any level of hell. We're running footage. What in the F were we thinking? But don't say we don't listen to you when you ask us to do it. We did it.
No, what were we thinking? We didn't know. They didn't predict this.
Yeah, but it was, I thought it made it fun, but the second it was over, it's like, everybody's
go!
And it's always a good 5 to 10 degrees colder at the top of
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't think it because it's not that far away. But just with the wind and that for whatever reason, that tube hill at the top is always colder up there.
We're just dismissing it because, well, we're on a mountain. Of course, it's going to be a little bit more inclement. Yep. And not realizing that it was the entire earth.
I'm going to go to Kelly here. Hi, Kelly. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You guys rock.
Thank you, Kelly. What do you want to share with us?
So every year in February, my husband and I go to a cabin in Croghan, New York, which is in like the foothills of the Adirondacks. And 2 years ago, we were there, and it's no electricity, no plumbing. So, you know, you have to heat it with the wood-burning stove.
Yeah.
And there's little propane tanks where the stove is to cook.
Okay.
And the one morning we woke up, and it wasn't working. So my husband went out. Here, the propane tanks have froze because it was 40 below zero without the wind chill.
Oh, 40 below zero.
God.
And 0.0.
So we had to walk outside to use the outhouse because there was no plumbing, so there's only an outhouse. And when you took a breath, you know how, like,
your penis fell off.
You know how you could see your breath, you know, the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
The condensation.
It just stayed there. Like, it didn't move.
Okay. So it would just hang in the air. Normally it just disappears immediately.
This is you exhaling.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing to see and to just to be in those cold temperatures.
Why did you go there?
Yes.
Why did you go there?
Don't go where there's electricity.
Or plumbing?
Yeah.
What is this? A little house on the prairie?
At least not at that time of year.
No.
You know, it's spring. Yeah, knock yourself out.
Don't do that.
It was a cool experience.
No, it wasn't.
And so were you guys in sleeping bags, I assume?
No, it was a small little cabin. So we were pretty warm in the cabin.
They slept in the fire. Did you? Nothing? I mean, weren't you at any point, though, a little frightened? Because you're relying on wood and, you know, you don't know what could happen. And if you lose your heat source, that place is freezing within an hour.
Yep.
Well, honestly, my biggest fear was our car not starting because we weren't prepared for that kind of weather. And apparently you have to really. So my husband went out the next morning. He has a 95 Jeep Wrangler, so it's a little bit of an older car. And it took a long time to get that thing started.
That is scary. Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. Yeah, keep in mind that your battery can die in sub-zero temperatures really easy. Mm-hmm.
So what's the most effective thing to keep in? My wife, Claire, just decided she wanted to put in a kit in the car, you know, just in case. It's not like she's traveling to, you know, Nebraska, but she just wanted to have something in the car because she gets cold very quickly. What do you think is the most essential item to have in the car for you get stuck on the turnpike?
That's a good question.
What kind of blanket will keep you the warmest?
I think a Duraflame would probably do it.
Yes, on the back seat, not the front seat.
Yeah. You know, it actually might not be a bad idea. Is I have a camping sleeping bag that's good for, like, you know, 20 below zero or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Those advertised. Are they worth the damn?
It might not be that extent, Kathy. It might be, like, good to, like, you know, 5 degrees or something like that. Hmm. I don't know. You know what? I'm thinking about trying it out maybe on Thursday.
The newer sleeping bags to that level,
All right, Nick, so I saw one advertised on Instagram. You know I'm a big sucker for that stuff. I see it on Instagram. So there was one that claims that it uses your body heat and basically amplifies it. You're saying that they are effective?
Yeah. It's,
and they ball up pretty small.
They do, yeah. They're really portable. They're really they're warm. And so advertised these days, outdoor gear is pretty much legit.
Mm. Okay. I may try that out on Thursday.
There's a pouch for your Duraflame, by the way.
I may just go lay out on the in my backyard in the in the sleeping bag for a little while, see if it works.
Does it have this is just Debbie next door. what exactly is Preston doing? Say he's sleeping out on the lawn?
Does it have that thing to go around your head? Of it?
The sombrero?
You can't get it all the way, your head all the way up in there, but it doesn't have, it looked like you were doing, like, Princess Leia, you know, kind of buns on the side of your head.
Yeah, there are head cases for sleeping bags.
I need the plans to the Death Star.
Exactly. I don't know. But anyhow, this vortex is it's hitting our area, and on Thursday we're going to be reaching a high of about 17, which means our low is going to be single digits, most likely. So like 8, 9 degrees.
Well,
so
good time to check out that sleeping bag.
Keep that in mind.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.